Today on CityCast Denver. It's time for another food battle. This time, it's a sandwich showdown, a hoagie horse race, a game of grinders Colorado style. In one corner, Boulder's own Snarf Sandwiches, a staple of the Denver Metro's fast casual scene. In the other corner, it's Chiba Hut, coming straight out of Tempe AZ, but endearingly targeting our very own local weed culture. So, which carpetbagging hoagie is truly the hometown hero? Me, Paul, Aaron, and Peyton are gonna figure it out. Today is Friday, August 12th, 2022. I'm Bree Davies, and this is CityCast Denver. Welcome back to CityCast Denver, the show that learned that its newsletter writer Peyton didn't know what Chiba meant until.
You know what? Honestly, I don't either. I'm squares. A person that enjoys weed sometimes. I don't know what Chiba is.
I mean, I'm not immersed in weed culture, Aaron, are you?
No, but I know a bit.
So we're not actually talking about weed today. We are talking about Snarfs versus Chiba Hut, our latest food showdown involving two sandwiches that are from pretty much local, regional chains. I don't want to say local because Snarfs is Boulder based and Chiba Hut is Tempe?
That's where it was founded.
Arizona.
Yeah, we can get more into that later, but it is a fun story too.
I'm interested because I have to say Snarfs is not an interesting story.
Okay. Can we talk about why this matchup happened? Like, maybe this was just me, but I have always felt ever since I moved here that Snarfs and Chiba Hut were like at loggerheads constantly. Like this was a fight that existed that if you're going out for sandwiches in Denver and you want to have a cheap one, you're either going to Snarfs or you're going to Chiba Hut. Is that everyone else's impression too? Was this a matchup before?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I don't really feel like Chiba Hut has a super strong presence in the circles that I run in, at least. I know a lot of Snarfs fanatics, so I always knew Snarfs had a really strong following. I was interested when you pulled Chiba Hut out of the lineup to like go against Snarfs. I don't know a ton of people who are like obsessed with Chiba Hut, so.
I agree with Peyton in that I never made that connection, but Paul, why didn't you choose Quiznos, the other sub shop based out of Colorado?
And also toasted.
Also toasted. Well, I mean, I kind of wanted to throw it in. I mean, after we initially talked about this, we thought this would be a fun head-to-head. But then, yeah, Quiznos was founded here. These other two, we quickly learned, were not. But then when we discussed tossing it in, no one actually wanted to eat Quiznos.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the answer right there.
That's
the
sad truth.
That's because I don't have to taste Quiznos to tell you that Quiznos is horrible. Like, it's horrible.
And it's not good horrible in the way that you and I, as two basic gals, pay love McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
It's just gross.
I'm not on any high horse.
No.
I like me a Subway sandwich.
Oh.
I can't eat Quiznos. I think Quiznos is gross. They do have a very interesting story, though. We covered it one time in the newsletter, and it's fascinating.
I'll have we'll to go look to that up, because I didn't hate Quiznos.
Really?
Yeah. I forget what kind of little Sammy, they put it through the oven. I'm like, this is pretty good. But then it closed, so maybe I was the only one in Northern Colorado.
Who was just really in it for a Quiznos.
Now that I think about it.
Peyton, tell us, I know we've been talking, we've been putting a call out to readers and listeners for a few weeks now about this. Tell us about what people think about this.
Yeah, so we've put it in the newsletter a few times and we've mentioned it in the show a few times and we got some emails. I will start with saying that we got a lot of emails that showed Snarfs love, but all of them were just like, yeah, go Snarfs. I like Snarfs. Snarfs is the best. Yeah, it never really dived in. So they've got a strong but very vague fan base among our readers.
I mean, I think that just says they do a good sandwich.
Yeah, people were just like, I don't need to say anything more. Just Snarfs is cool. We did get at least one email, though, who this reader had a lot of major praise for Chiba Hut. Reader Rosa C. says, I haven't been to Snarfs, even though I live right next to one, but I am a huge fan of Chiba Hut. I'm from the East Coast, and we don't really have good alternatives to substandard Subway. The best alternative is probably Jimmy John's. which says a lot about our options there. Chiba Hut is such a vibe. It's the go-to cheap, fast, easy lunch spot for me and my friends, and I have always had consistently good sandwiches. I am a vegetarian, and I adore the magic mushroom sandwich with garlic bread, extra yellow mustard, and their buffalo hot sauce, an essential addition if you like spice and heat, and the Kool-Aid. Another bonus, I highly recommend mixing all three flavors together. It doesn't make the prettiest color, but it tastes damn good. Chiba Hut all the way.
Wow.
So she really gave us.
You know, I like her point, though. Like, I think the East Coast thing comes up a lot when we talk about sub sandwiches, hoagies, grinders, all the different iterations of a type of sandwich. And it's a common refrain is like, Denver doesn't know what a good sandwich is like that. And I love that Chiba Hut's kind of the Western United States version of its own thing.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's not trying to be something else.
Huh.
It's just is what it is.
And what it is a weed themed.
A weed themed sandwich
joint. And they go hard on the weed theme. Oh my God.
Yes.
I don't even know most of these names for the sandwiches. And I mean, not that I'm immersed in weed culture at all in any way, but I know a couple of things, but just from watching like Snoop Dogg and stuff.
You're so cute.
Smoke weed every day.
I mean, I'm a young millennial who spends a lot of time in Boulder, and I didn't even know Chiba was a weed reference. I didn't know Fatty was a weed reference. I didn't know any of these names.
Oh, you until today. You are the cutest.
Yeah, until you guys have described it.
I love
to me.
Feeling like the old pro about weed, and I'm not really even like a huge connoisseur.
Right.
But, well, Paul, you looked into the story of Chiba Hut. Can you tell us more about where it came from?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. It started with one guy named Scott Jennings. He was born and raised in Nebraska and then went to university in Arizona, Arizona State, big party school. That was always the reputation I knew, at least. Peyton, shaking your head.
Yeah, same. Willie went there for a hot minute, came back with zero credits, and then I met him at CSU.
Very cool.
Well, oh, that's a sweet little meet cute. Basically failed, ended up at college with you. That's cute.
Well, Scott Jennings' story, he stuck around at ASU, and apparently he loved it. Because after he graduated, he started a sandwich shop just off of campus, Chiba Hut. That's what it became. And from what I could tell, he knew he wanted to start some type of restaurant, and he knew he loved weed. But he didn't know what exact type of restaurant to start. So here's a quote from celebstoner.com, which was the best interview with Scott Jennings I could find. Actually, pretty good interview from celebstoner.com. They asked him, where did Chiba Hut come from? He said, it came from Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams.
There goes that smoke alarm again.
Hey, man, I told you not to smoke that shit in the kitchen, man.
It's that cooking, man. Mm-hmm.
I was going to do an ice cream shop first and call it Nice Dreams, name the flavors after different types of herb, but that was seasonal. I knew sandwiches. I didn't know ice cream. Toasted subs are a lot better than regular subs. I wanted to keep it real. I wanted people to see that stoners can be smart business people.
What a success story.
And honestly, yeah, he did. It's now got 45 locations across the Southwest and the Midwest, and most, the city with the most locations is Denver.
Hmm.
And he lives here now. So I think that it's actually, you know, fair for us to take some credit for Chiba Hut's success. This is a city that has embraced this sandwich chain.
Well, and for sure. And when I get into the Snarf story, it's not like a local does kind of thing either. So
I know we had one near campus up at CSU in Fort Collins. It was hot in college. People love Chiba Hut, and I do think a lot of it has to do with that cannabis theme and less to do with like the actual sandwiches.
Well, and I want to say, so cannabis legalization in Colorado was 2014, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pre that, it had this illicit feeling, right? So there was something fun about getting into something that was quote unquote illegal. So I could see the appeal being even greater prior to legalization because it was part of this thing that had its own underground culture.
Totally. But I could also see then the legalization of cannabis not doing anything bad for it either.
No, exploding it. But I could see the appeal. Like, totally. I'm thinking about 420 pre its legal. Like, the celebration of 420 when I was in high school was like,
you're going to the Capitol and you're standing on the grass and like this is like you are just showing up to something that feels very, I don't want to just say illegal, but like
risky.
Risky, yeah. Like mm-hmm. you're cool. And so I can mm-hmm. see why it would be totally. Attractive prior to our legalization, but then only just take off as part of our that culture evolved here in Denver.
Should we talk more about the weed thing with Chiba Hut? Because I think there's like a lot to dig into here. The whole menu is themed around weed. Like every sandwich is named after a strain. They have all these like crazy flavor combinations and like their sides are really different and out there.
It's like very jokey, right? Like that's like the bowl of balls is a side item at Chiba Hut. And that's not weed themed. That's just like dick joke.
Funny.
Right? It's not like, I don't know.
I can't think of a less appetizing way to describe a serving of meatballs. But also, at the same time, I was kind of intrigued because you just want to tell someone, yeah, I'll have the bowl of balls.
Also, it's like 1:30 a.m., you're high, you go to Chiba Hut, you think it's hilarious, so you order it. Like, I think that's
good
kind of what they're going for.
That's Scott Jennings' key business innovation, is the take advantage of the person who's too high.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, clearly it's worked, and I mean, I love that it does run just counter to the idea of a stoner sitting on the couch, accomplishing nothing.
High-functioning stoners are an entire segment of the population as well. I am very good friends with many of those. Hmm. So he happened to be one.
He does seem like a cool dude. I mean, read a few interviews, saw a few interviews. Scott Jennings, I'd love to meet you.
I just want to give some examples of the menu since if, you know, you've never been there before. The Sticky Icky is the PB&J. And the toker tip, the recommendation with that is to get it with Kool-Aid, which we learned from our guest last week, Justine Sandoval. You can get Kool-Aid on tap. From Chiba
apparently
Hut.
Different flavors, and reader Rosa C says to mix them all together
for the best experience.
Don't look at it, just drink it.
A suicide Kool-Aid. There's also, I think, Pay and I got the AK-47, which we'll tell you more about what that is later.
Is that
that's
weed
a
reference?
Strain.
Okay.
It's a strain of weed. Because there's this thing with weed strains that are just like dumpster and like just like really intense things. I don't know. That's something we should get into later. But yes, AK-47 is a type of weed.
You'll have an after the interview weed lesson with me.
Okay.
Okay.
What did you get, Aaron? What was yours called?
I got the Lacana.
Okay. So like which cannabis.
Cannabis, yep.
Paul.
Yep. The Grifo. Which was one of their several vegetarian options. This was the one with avocado and also cream cheese.
Mm.
Very creamy sub. Very fatty, very creamy.
Fatty, I think that's a big... What's the fatty? Fatty's an addition you can get right to your sandwich.
Yeah, Aaron, yeah. What was that?
I forgot. I went full fatty on my Lacana and it was extra cheese.
Uh-huh. Extra cheese. Okay.
Can we talk about the food? Can we just get, I'm desperate to mm-hmm. know how you all felt yeah. about these sandwiches.
Yeah.
I will just say at first I was underwhelmed because, I mean, a 4-inch sandwich, we all got the smallest version that they have at Chiba Hut because we were going to be eating multiple sandwiches. But I was like, we opened the bag and it was just like these little wads of aluminum foil. And I was mm-hmm. like, I don't know about this. And then I opened it and I mean, so Pay and I got the AK-47, which is a sort of like a French dip, but theirs usually comes with two types of mushrooms, onions, and cheese. And in a traditional French dip, the way I like it, it's just the roast beef. So we both modified ours a little bit and we just went cheese and meat. But I have to say it was delicious.
Okay.
It was surprisingly very good. Pay?
I have to say that the 4-inch, I liked that because I don't need a big sandwich. I never finish a big sandwich. So I liked the small option. And yeah, I was surprisingly impressed by it. I thought it was good. I've had worse French dips.
How is the bread for you? Because I don't love a French dip, I will admit, because I don't like dunking
soggy
it.
Bread.
Yeah, I don't like soggy bread. How did it hold up?
I thought it was
good.
Great.
In fact, once I got full and I knew I had to make room for a whole nother sub, I just took out the meat and dipped the bread. Because let me just say, the au jus was really good. I was very impressed by the au jus. I'm saving it. I'm taking it home, finding other stuff to dip in it. and I did just dip the bread in it. I thought it was great. Yeah.
I loved the bread. I think Chiba Hut's bread is terrific. Really it, like fluffy, but a nice crisper
chewy,
on the outside.
Yeah.
Never got in the way, brought a nice flavor in its own right. Just a great sandwich bread.
I agree.
And I haven't said this yet, but I came into this battle with a huge bias against Same. Chiba Hut. Hmm. I have had some bad experiences there, and I haven't been back in years until we agreed to do this. And I don't know.
Of course,
they made it hard.
I know.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. It was antagonistic, but it was like...
But Paul loves to carry on beefs with local restaurant chains.
This is just the latest in a line.
And he always reveals it later, and we're like, wait a minute, what? Aaron, what do you think of your sandwich? So you got like an Italian.
I did.
Right?
I went for the Italian, and it was phenomenal. The deli meat was a little bit smoky. I don't know what, I can't remember what kind it was. Just had a bunch of Italian deli meats in it. So good. I got the pickle.
You're not a pickle person usually, or?
I am, but not on an Italian sub, but it was recommended, so I got it. I have to say it was very good, very crunchy, but yeah, I got the wheat bread too. I don't know if anyone else did.
No, how was it?
Tell us about the wheat bread.
So good. I don't know. The flavor of it was really great.
Yeah.
I like the snarf spread too, but I have to say this was more flavorful. I don't know. It was just perfect.
There was something about the bread. It almost had like a fried taste to it. Not a texture to me, but just like the taste sometimes you get from something fried. It was so good.
It's been like, you know, like 2 hours now since we ate that. But from what I remember, I feel like it was just
from what I remember.
Like a loaf of French bread cut open, which, you know, no hate. I love French bread. That's what I felt like mine was.
I thought it was good.
I do have one question. So I don't know if you guys all got the shake. Mm-hmm. I think that's their distinctive or their like signature seasoning. I don't know what's in it, but I added it, you know, because that's, you know, it's something signature. And I would have thought it would have been especially prevalent on a sandwich that was as plain as what you and I got.
It was just meat and cheese?
I didn't taste anything that felt distinctive. It tasted like meat and cheese. So I was just curious if you guys noticed anything super distinct. It might have been harder on your sandwiches.
No, I can't say I noticed at all.
Okay.
I didn't either, but I had a lot of different flavor profiles happening.
Right, so it's hard to notice. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I didn't notice either.
So the bread is good. We're agreeing that we like the bread, right?
Yeah. Peyton's maybe I like the bread, but, you know, we'll get into it later, but I like Snarf's better.
Okay. Well, I like the bread quite a bit from Chiba Hut. I also like the fillings really a lot.
And what did you get, Paul?
I got the Grifo, which was the guacamole, the cream cheese, and then just kind of like, and this is my problem with Chiba Hut in general. Maybe it's just the vegetarian options. I haven't tried the meat ones, but it just feels like they just toss everything at it and it becomes kind of messy and it doesn't really like stick together as a sandwich.
I want to say, Paul, this is a common complaint you've had with vegetarian options at burger restaurants as well.
I have thought about that at burger restaurants, yeah.
You want something like solid in the... You don't just want it to be a toppings sandwich. Does it feel like a topping sandwich to you?
Yes. All of the Chiba Hut vegetarian sandwiches feel like toppings palooza.
Yeah.
How did it strike you this time?
The same. I mean, I think it's really good quality ingredients. Like, I give them a lot of credit. I like the ingredients on their own from Chiba Hut better than Snarf's pretty much every time. The construction of the sandwich and the design of the sandwich, I feel like it's maybe more... a product of the stoner's hands than the stoner's imagination, you know?
The haphazard nature of the sandwich.
Yeah.
The cream cheese will hold it all together. It's fine.
Yeah, cream cheese and guacamole just does not sound good to me.
It wasn't my favorite. It was okay. I mean, it just was like kind of like fatty, creamy, not a lot of
which
distinctive
flavors.
Which is a good
combo usually, but I don't know. Hmm.
What did you all think about the fillings and the quality of the ingredients?
Well, we got so few ingredients in ours. I'll say, like I said earlier, I think it was better than what I anticipated it would be. And we'll get into this with Snarf's, but I think Snarf's had higher quality meat.
I think I was really torn because I wanted to do a similar sandwich at each place, but I didn't want to do the Italian because Aaron was doing that. And that's my usual go-to at Snarf's. But I don't know if I ended up with a sandwich that is like a Chiba Hut sandwich.
Right.
Because we got so many things taken off at Pay.
That's indicative of like what they can do. I agree.
So I don't know if I can adequately judge Chiba Hut as best as I wanted to. For a real plain French dip with cheese, it was good. Like Pay said, the au jus was like perfect saltiness, just the right amount. It wasn't overpowering, but it still had enough flavor to make it the sandwich good.
So yes, our sandwiches were very plain, which I think kind of, you know, is a knock that is purpose. Our own product. But their options I would have taken off no matter what, because I don't like mushrooms. I think it's kind of a weird thing to put on a French dip. So and that was it. The only additions they had on there was mushrooms and onions, and I would have taken those off.
I mean, I also think raw onions are for psychos. I just like a raw onion on a sandwich, like, so the whole sandwich just smells and tastes like an armpit? No, thank you.
What did you think of your fillings, Erin?
They were awesome. I have to say, my husband and I had been on this kind of charcuterie kick for a while. We stopped at Thanksgiving trying to do a turkey or, you know, anything like that. Like, let's just get some meats and some smoked salmon and put it on a board.
Great idea.
It was so much fun and it looked really fancy and it was just the two of us, but we felt like, okay, this is nice. So I say that to say I've had a lot of this kind of meat over the last over the last year. And so this was good. Like I said, it had this kind of smoky flavor, almost like a smoky ham to it. So good. It did have some raw onion on it, but not. It wasn't overpowering, and I thought the seasoning and the dressing or the oil worked really well. But again, the bread held up to it. Have you ever gotten a sub where you get the oil and it just
like soaks
slides?
I don't get oil for that very reason.
I love that. I love a sloppy sandwich. Oh, really? Just soak it. It's just so. I was in line at a sandwich shop once behind a mom and a kid, and the kid asked the person making the sandwich to make it swim.
Wow.
Oh, not me.
Ew. And the mom was like, don't listen to him.
I don't want to.
Like, I'll have like, what he's having.
As a mom, I don't want to clean that up. That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. In many, many ways. So, not the case with this one. It was great.
Time for Snarfs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's take a quick break and then let's get back to it. This episode is brought to you by the Museum of Outdoor Arts. Because on Sunday, April 28th, the museum is hosting La Primavera Festival, a celebration of spring, to kick off event season at Marjory Park. La Primavera Festival is a family-friendly event inspired in part by the Gaelic Bealtaine celebration and European May Day, marking the beginning of summer. And the star of the show is really something special. They're premiering the latest permanent installation by local artist Lonnie Hansen. It's called The Cabinet of Curiosities and Impossibilities. Hansen describes it as an enchanting homage to English curio shops, featuring a collection of relics from fairy tales and nursery rhymes that tell stories about early optics, geometry, magical tools, celestial wonders, and more. The festival includes a pancake brunch, live Celtic music, maypole dancing, flower crown and basket making, yard games, and a bar for adult beverages. Tickets are available now at moaonline.org. That's moaonline.org.
Okay, so we're back. We're talking Snarfs. We just went through our Chiba Hut experience. Snarfs, to give you a little background, started in Boulder in 1996. By Jimmy Snarf Seidel. Snarf is a nickname he got in college for apparently being able to inhale food. I don't know about that.
All right.
I have to say the Snarf story isn't like, it's kind of what I call like white man trips and falls into a gold mine, you know, kind of story.
Okay.
Where like, oh, he was a day trader in Wall Street and then was like, this job sucks. I want to do something fun. I'm going to make sandwiches. And he did. He made very good sandwiches. I will say out the gate, I was a Snarfs apologist before this. I have a strong bias towards Snarfs. I love their sandwiches. But at any rate, when I was doing my research, what I found interesting was Boulder at the time in the 90s, and I think anyone would tell you this now probably, had a pretty robust sandwich scene already. So it's not like it was something missing from the culinary landscape. But I read that someone thought there Snarf's offered real, quote, grinders, like an actual East Coast option. But Jimmy is from St. Louis, so I don't know how much of that's true.
I don't know. St. Louis is a sandwich town.
I don't. I think that's where Panera's from.
Oh, yeah.
Not saying that that's like a sandwich place.
Yeah, that they're setting the gold standard for sandwiches, but okay.
No, I go to Panera to eat my feelings in a bowl made out of bread.
Oh, it's
with
all
cheese
about
in
the
it.
Bread bowls.
That's why you go there.
I heard someone talk about Panera. They said that's a place where you go to give someone bad news.
Oh my gosh, do you know how accurate that is? I've always received bad news at Panera. Yes.
What?
It's so weird. Whenever I was having a bad day in high school, my mom would let me play hooky and she'd take me out to Panera, and that's where we would hang out while I sobbed into my bread bowl. It was kind of like, yeah, that's so funny.
It's definitely where I go to eat my feelings. Also, I just realized the Paneras in St. Louis are called the St. Louis Bread Company. I don't know why I know that.
Okay.
At any rate, something else is striking about Snarfs that I love is that they generally take old buildings and turn them into Snarfs. And Jimmy Seidel says he doesn't want a cookie cutter restaurant. And as he expands, he's done a really great job of picking really cool buildings. Two in particular for me are the 38th Avenue location, which is an old Big Top convenience store. So it's sort of cartoonishly shaped as a circus tent. And as our guest last week, Justine Sandoval, reminded me, it used to be a hair salon, but it has been a Snarfs for quite a while. It's a gorgeous building. I definitely recommend a visit there. The most recent one that I really love is the Sinclair gas station on South Broadway that they turned into a Snarfs. That thing was boarded up for like 40 years or something. It was great to see it turn into something cool. So I love that Snarfs does that. So they have more than 24 locations in Colorado, Texas, and Missouri, and they are planning to expand with 30 more across the country in the next 3 years. So they're doing great. I mean, anytime I've ever been into a Snarfs, it's like busy as hell. So that's a little background on Snarfs.
So that thing about the buildings is so right on.
Oh, I love
the Snarfs that I spent the most time in was the one at Capitol Hill that used to be a laundromat.
An old laundromat
on 12th, where they took over the laundromat and then they opened the Snarf Burger next door in the old Snarf Sandwiches location. Just beautiful space.
I don't know much about running a restaurant. In fact, I know zero. But that's got to be hard because I think, you know, if you've got a chain, you need the same setup kind of in every store.
Yeah.
How do they do that with these different buildings?
I don't know because they all look different.
It's very illegal pizza.
Yeah, illegal pizza is also good at doing that.
I don't know if they repurpose buildings as much as Snarfs, but they're very, like, every location caters to that community. So they're all very, very different, which is
business-wise, cool. It's smart to me because it fits into the neighborhood already. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it, you know what I mean? There's this sort of subtle cues that tell us something is local or not. And that can kind of, whether you realize it or not, make you feel like, oh, that's part of the
neighborhood. And it localizes something that is a chain.
Not local.
You know, yeah. Like, I mean, obviously Snarfs comes from Boulder, but, you know, you have this like sense of ownership over the Snarfs that's in your neighborhood. Like, oh, well, my Snarfs is cooler than your Snarfs.
Oh, I love that Snarfs.
Yeah. So and you can say that because they're different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I do wish they kept the mural of Capitol Hill in that one laundromat location. Oh, they painted over an old mural. I didn't even ever see it, but someone told me this, and I just wish that had stayed.
Well, I see why, though, because Snarfs has a very distinct 90s style of color scheme, and I think the artist's name is Jen Healy. She does all the cartoon illustrations for them.
Yeah.
But it is very blocky 90s, bright colored. Might be why I like it, too. It's got a retro feel to it. So I could see why they did, not saying they should have, but I get it. That's the uniformity part.
Yeah. So Bree, sounds like you were a big Snarfs person for a long time. Big Snarfs fan.
Huge.
Peyton, what were your priors on Snarfs coming into this?
I didn't really know much about Snarfs until recent years when I met my husband, who was born and raised in Boulder. And Snarfs has a cult following in Boulder. It is huge. You meet anyone from Boulder, they're like obsessed with Snarfs. And that's how my husband was. He loved Snarfs. He couldn't believe I ate any other sandwich that wasn't Snarfs. And then I tried it and I was like, yeah, it's pretty good. But like, I'm not like worshiping Snarfs sandwich artists. I'm just like, yeah, they do a good sandwich. I see why you like it.
Aaron, how about you?
I had never had Snarfs or even heard of it until I started working with you guys.
Huh. Really?
Okay.
Never even heard of it. And I have friends in Boulder. I have friends in Denver. Maybe they're just not sandwich people.
Maybe they're a different kind of sandwich person because Boulder's got a ton of sandwich places.
They really do. Yeah. You
know? It's true. There's no shortage.
Well, Aaron, let's start with you then on impressions of today's sandwiches. What did you think?
Yeah. Can I start with the packaging? I know this is weird, but I love the way that this came wrapped. Point that Brie made about the Chiba Hut coming wrapped in, it was like these lumps of aluminum foil. You couldn't tell which was which. I don't know. These just come in a beautiful paper wrapper. You don't make a total mess. They're a little messy, but not that. But no.
But it kept the sandwich integrity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's mm-hmm. the thing about the Snarfs wrap.
Yeah.
It's like the bread is messy, but the sandwich is like, they cut it down mm-hmm. the middle and it's like a perfect dissection.
Yeah.
Of the
and it's like perfect for rewrapping and saving for later because they like wrap the sandwich and then cut it. So like the other half of my sandwich is still like perfectly wrapped up.
Exactly. Mine's other half sitting in the fridge. Waiting for me to take it home.
No complaints on toppings falling out on the vegetarian sandwiches from Snarfs. I've always had a good experience there.
It's layered.
It's layered. You can see it. It's constructed well. It's thoughtfully designed for people. I love it. I think they're just really smart about that.
I agree with that.
You can really, you could walk down the street and eat this and not have it go everywhere.
This is a one-handed, at least in my experience, it's a one-handed sandwich.
I don't know, man. They're bread. I love it, but it just like sheds.
It crumbles for sure. You're leaving breadcrumbs, but
that's why I have a dog.
Still, I think Paul's like dead on the structure of the sand, the structural integrity. It's there.
I mean, it's the tight wrap. You get a little squeeze on it, and things stick together. Chiba was just like a loose mess inside that aluminum. It could have been anything. It could have been thrown it from across the room.
I mean, the aluminum wrap itself looked like a toddler did it. I mean, very haphazard. But anyways.
It's true.
How was your sandwich, Aaron?
Moving on to the inside of the sandwich. Again, I mean, I don't have any complaints. It was absolutely delicious. I think it could have used a little more cheese. But then again, I did get double cheese from Chiba Hut. Mm. So I would recommend adding extra cheese if you're into that. But no, it was perfect. And I don't know what kind of topping they use. It was a little bit of onion, but something else.
And they have peppers.
Is it the spicy peppers?
Maybe it was the spicy peppers.
Yeah, I was going to say they have like a signature slaw. And I think it's kind of vinegary and it has spicy peppers.
It worked so well with these particular meats, I thought. Mm-hmm. Oh, just delicious. The assortment was great. Yeah, that was a really good experience. I don't always think of a sandwich as an experience. This one kind of was.
I mean, the giardiniera, that's pretty special. That's delicious.
That's their signature thing, right?
It's a thing that they offer that I think isn't necessarily what you can find at another
They put it,
shop.
And like, if you, unless you say otherwise, I'm pretty sure they put it on every sandwich.
Hmm. Oh. And I'm then so picky, I would never have any idea.
You have to request to have it taken off. They serve it with their burgers, too.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, I think it's like a Chicago thing, giardiniera, and like it makes sense because that Jimmy Seidel guy is from Chicago.
He did work in Chicago.
Where he worked
He's
there.
From St. Louis.
Oh, but, right, you said that.
But yeah, he spent quite a bit of time in Chicago.
I bet that's where he picked it up.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the bread, the Snarfs bread?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so for many years, like I said earlier, I've been a Snarfs person and I hadn't been back to Chiba Hut. But since going back to Chiba Hut in the last couple weeks and really appreciating their bread, I don't know if Snarfs is doing it for me anymore. Hmm. It's not enough. It's not interesting enough. It's just like all crustiness and not much like soft, nice, fluffy inside. And it's not bringing enough flavor for me. It's not bringing enough flavor.
I hear you. I felt the same. The texture of it was really nice, but it just didn't add anything. Mm-hmm. Like its own little dimension the way Chiba Hut did for
me. I think, yeah. Chiba Hut's bread was a standout. It's something I want to talk about. Snarf's bread, forgettable. Interesting.
Do you agree with that, Brie?
I don't know. I don't I didn't really pay as much attention to the bread clearly as Paul did.
also you're dipping it in jus.
Yeah. And both of them stood up to the au jus dip. So neither of them disintegrated. They like had a nice chew to them. I love Snarf's bread because it's a package for meat and cheese. Uh-huh. But my only complaint is that it just sheds. It's just too, it just like fall, it just like crumbles. It does. The tops of it crumbles off and it's always a giant mess.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. I think Snarf's bread is better. I just like it better. I think it might depend on what you like in your bread. If you want it to be more bready, you might like Chiba Hut's better. I felt like Chiba Hut's was just a French baguette sliced down the middle.
Mm.
So I don't feel like it had that much to offer. I think Snarf's is like toasted and pressed a little bit and extra crunchy. And I appreciate that crunch factor in my sandwich. So I think that their bread's better.
Hmm. How about the jus? Let's go jus to jus.
It wasn't bad jus, but Chiba Hut's, in my opinion, crushed. In fact, I stopped dipping in the Snarf's jus and then went back to the Chiba Hut jus.
I did the exact same thing.
It's just because I don't think Snarf's is bad. I just think Chiba Hut's is
really
good.
Chiba Hut's was like a little oily, salty, beefy. It was just like it had a little bit more dimension to it than Snarf's. I was kind of bummed that Snarf's was a little flat. Like, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it was fine.
I still would have drank it either way.
Yeah, literally. Was that surprising? I just don't think of Chiba Hut as a place I would go for a French dip with au jus.
Yeah. I was trying something different. I am such a Snarf's Italian sandwich fan. I was trying to go a different route because in my research, the Italian is their most popular sandwich. Mm. And I was like, okay, a lot of people have had this. Then maybe let's try something different. But I got to say, I didn't love the Snarf's French dip as much as I absolutely love their Italian.
Mm.
But was it better than Chiba Hut's?
I don't think so.
I think it was.
Really?
I do. And I'm glad that I ate Chiba Hut's first. Because I feel like if I would have had Snarf's first, it would have set too high of a bar. I had Chiba Hut's. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm impressed. Really, then we had Snarf's and I was like, Huts. I just like Snarf's better. And I do think it might be the whole sandwich experience. It's the tight packedness of it. I thought that their meat was better quality. It was just like thinner, more thinly sliced. After I had Snarf's meat, Chiba Hut's felt like something I bought from King Soopers, you know, versus like premium meat. And this is probably a fault of my own, but I did add the hot peppers to my French dip from Snarf's, and it I thought brought a lot to the sandwich. Huh. I regret that I didn't add something to the Chiba Hut version. So Snarf's definitely had that edge. But overall, I thought the quality of meat, the quality of bread, the quality of structural integrity was all better from Snarf's.
Well, let's keep going around. Final verdicts. We're here. Ugh. We're talking about it. It's time to make the decision.
It's so hard because my other thing is Snarf serves Zapp's voodoo chips with their sandwiches. And they're just like this particularly sort of spiced potato chip that is insanely delicious. And it always makes, I don't know. There's a lot of things leaning me towards Snarf's, but I really enjoyed my Chiba Hut sandwich.
Well, you brought up the chips. Maybe we could take another second and talk about sides. Because Chiba Hut offers quite a bit.
Yeah.
So let's think more about your final verdict, and we'll take an aside for sides. Chiba Hut, the desserts, the Captain Crunch, marshmallow, the rice
crispy
thing.
Why didn't we get these?
Have you all had these?
No.
I think they're awesome.
They have a fruity pebble one. Like that's get like a out. Rice crispy treat.
What?
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, they'll sell you a plate of nachos, but with Doritos instead of tortilla chips?
Yeah, because this is for stoners and all their weird cravings when they're super high.
I 100% bought into this. That sounds great to me.
I tried them a few weeks ago. It's fine. It's not as exciting as it seems, but it is it is fun. I mean, that's a cool idea.
I like that idea that a stoner was like, you know what would be good, man? And like, I have that mentality for sure.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the stoner's imagination. That's what you want in a meal, not the stoner's hands. You don't want the stoner involved in the preparation of the food.
This is almost too hard to compare.
For me, it's Snarf's all the way. And I think, I don't know if part of that drawback for me is like, I'm not a stoner. I never was. I mean, obviously the stoner references go right over my head. So like, I don't have that affinity that like draws me to Chiba Hut. In fact, I just find it to be an obstacle. Like, it me, like, especially the cravings. Like, I don't need your stoner imagination. I just want a really good sandwich. I don't need you to, like, feed me the things that you thought up last night at 4 a.m. while you were hot, you know? Like, So for me, it Snarfs all the way. I mean, my Chiba Hut experience was fine, but I will be going back to Snarfs and not Chiba Hut.
Erin, you want to take it next?
I mean, for me, I love a good creative snack. And I do think, you know, who do you want planning your snacks? Someone who it's
a stoned
really
person.
Exactly. Someone who takes it very seriously and gets a little creative. People use cannabis to unleash their creative potential. And I think
I've heard that.
We see that in the menu at Chiba Hut for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm too buttoned up for that.
I love the fun of it. I mean, I don't know if anyone takes it seriously, that it's really part of weed culture. I genuinely don't know. But as someone who is not immersed in that, I do find it fun. Hmm. Maybe it makes me feel cool. I don't know.
So who's got your vote?
Yeah. Give us the goods here.
Yeah, it's so hard. And I know I can't tie.
I know that's how I feel.
I'm going Chiba Hut.
Chiba Hut Italian. You had me on the edge of my seat there.
She's like, Chiba Hut.
There was just something about they both had really good quality meat. And I don't know if that's a signature sandwich for Chiba Hut the way it is for Snarfs. But they were both put together really nicely. One of the things I hate with a sandwich is when you get something too big. I mean, this is true of a lot of food, like sushi too. I hate when you just feel like you have to smush it to get it in your mouth. Both of these were the right size, kind of pressed a little bit, nice and toasty. But I think I'm going to go Chiba Hut.
Paul,
how about you?
Interesting. Yep. Interesting.
Veggie to veggie.
I don't think I said this yet, but I did get the vegetarian from Snarfs this time, which is avocado and cheese. And then I ordered what I like to call the full snarf, which is all of the toppings. You can say that at any of the locations, and sometimes they'll know what you're talking about.
You're trying to make it catch on. I know.
I would love it if it did.
Paul.
So yeah, I mean, like I said, it got really close here. I've been a Snarfs person for years, haven't really revisited Chiba Hut, but then was pretty impressed by the last couple of Chiba Hut experiences I had. At the same time, I did go to Snarfs a couple of times in preparation for this, and I went outside of my normal orders, tried some of the other stuff, and was so disappointed. Like, I tried their sandwich with the hard-boiled eggs and American cheese.
I mean, that just sounds like user error.
Truly, they should take it off the menu.
That sounds horrible.
It was horrible. It was terrible.
I don't think there's any way you can make...
Wait, who has that?
Snarfs.
They do?
They'll sell you that, yeah.
Yeah, leave the creativity to the stoners and take that off your menu. No one needs that.
Cheese doesn't belong with hard-boiled eggs.
No, it was good. It wasn't good. Tasted bad.
Oh, yucky. Oh,
but gross. My old favorites, the standbys, the vegetarian with the full snarf is terrific. And then I also love the eggplant parmesan. They don't always cook the eggplant through enough, but they slice it nice and thin, and that makes for a really good sandwich. Especially for someone like me who used to really love eating meatball subs, but now doesn't do that kind of thing anymore. This eggplant parmesan from Snarfs is a really good representation of that same flavor profile.
So where are you going?
I'm trying to delay so I don't have to say
it. I can tell. Just say it, Paul.
I think I have to go Snarfs. Nice. I think I have to go Snarfs. Because Chiba Hut doesn't offer anything that I specifically want. I think they have great ingredients.
I kind of felt that way
I think
too.
They have great bread. Mm-hmm. I think they have interesting, like, provocative menu items and the theme for it. I enjoy thinking about that and immersing myself in a different culture. But it's just, there's no like one sandwich there that's like, oh yeah, I got to go back for that one. Got to go back for
You're
the
making
cream
me,
cheese.
Like, Paul, I feel you on that
one.
So hard because in this particular challenge, the choices I made, Chiba Hut's French dip was better, but I had a hard time finding anything on the menu that spoke to me that wasn't an insane modification. Mm-hmm. And I can walk into Snarfs and get my Italian and it's bomb every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dependability.
Yeah. Sure.
We had somebody who called in with that exact thing, and I thought it was a really good point. He was just like, the barrier to entry for Chiba Hut is like too high. He's like, Snarfs is always going to have something you recognize and you know, and it's going to have a standard sandwich option, but Chiba Hut, almost gets too creative in that sense. And for people like me and the person who called, that's a barrier to entry, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have to go with Snarfs too. Even though in the sandwich I ate, Chibots was better.
Yeah.
But I won't. I probably wouldn't go back there. Like, I will probably order Snarfs again next week. We order it a couple times a month.
Yeah, totally. I'm the same way. Well, there we go. Snarfs is our winner. 3-1. Well, congratulations to Snarfs on your victory. We did get some listener voicemails. Let's hear some other folks' opinions.
Hi, I'm calling in about the Snarfs versus Chiba Hut debate. This is David, Cap Hill. Snarf Burger definitely would be Chiba Hut, but if we're going sandwiches, there's no place better than the Fruity Pebble Marshmallow Bites. Give me the pinner, Chiba Hut all day.
Hi, this is Jay from Cheese and Park, and I have to say Mr. Lucky's definitely is the best sandwich in Denver. We've had Chiba Hut, we've had quite a few of the other independents as well, and I just think that Mr. Lucky's takes the cake.
Hi, this is Jenny, and I live in University Park. The thing is that you're asking Snarfs versus Chiba Hut, but I'm thinking Yampa Sandwich Company. I love them ever since they used to be Backcountry Provisions in Steamboat Springs, and now they're here. I highly recommend the Pilgrim. The Pilgrim is everything Thanksgiving on a sandwich. Okay, thanks, Bree.
That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. Our producers this week were Paul Caroli and Aaron O'Toole. Peyton Garcia writes our morning newsletter, and I'm your host, Bree Davies. Our music is by Los Mocochetes, with additional mixing by Tyler Lindgren. If you haven't already, subscribe and rate 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, @CityCastDenver, and tell Jimmy Seidel and Scott Jennings about us next time you see them. You can sign up for our daily newsletter and learn more about us at denver.citycast.fm. Later.
Snarfs, please name a sandwich after us.
What would be our sandwich?
Oh, that would be really hard because we clearly all like something very different on a sandwich. Yeah. I don't think that we could do it. It would end up looking like a Chiba Hut sandwich.
We'd all pick our very favorite sandwich ingredient and then make one sandwich out of that. And mine would be salami. I love salami.
I know.
In a sandwich.
I was like, that would be mine too. Be double salami.
I was going to say artichoke hearts, but that's not going to go with the sandwich.
I love artichoke hearts.
Never had it in a sandwich, though.
Actually, I did have one from Snarfs, and I would like to remake that sandwich because I've had a artichoke heart and Parmesan cheese kind of thing. It's really rich and decadent. Theirs was good, but it had feta instead, which was kind of interesting, but it wasn't what I wanted.
Feta is a very particular tasting.
Yeah, I'm not into
textured cheese.
All right, salami, artichoke hearts. For me, we're going to make it swim. Oil and vinegar everywhere.
Wait, that's your ingredient?
We just invented the grossest sandwich. An oily salami and artichoke heart sandwich.
Double the salami for me.
Double the salami.
No lettuce, apparently.
Just two giant hunks of salami with artichoke hearts between it, and then you just drizzle it in oil.
And come with a side cup of oil for dipping.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
CityCast Snarf.
You heard it here first, Snarfs.
Gross.